This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Celebrating America's birthday, and just a handful of days before you know it, the big weekend is upon us. A lot of people will hit the air and hit the highways in at least the next couple of days, Thursday, Friday, big days, Saturday, Sunday, coming back or even leaving. You know, it's kind of a mix of everything. AAA says 44 million. It's a debate. It's between 42 and 44 million. But it's a lot of people are going to be on the highways going for little mini vacations or visiting family or whatnot. And fireworks, of course, is always the big deal on 4th of July, celebrating our independence. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney, as always, happy to be the skipper of this show. I have had my moments with fireworks. I like fireworks. A lot of times people don't like it. Oh, it's a hassle. Oh, the crowds. Oh, I have to wait for so long. I don't care. I would wait. Usually the people around me do not want to wait, however. So that becomes the issue. I think one of the best, I was thinking about this, and I know you all have stories and have been sending them to me. In our next show, we're going to talk about it. But, like, what's your best fireworks memory? And for me, it was being on a boat with a bunch of people. There were a lot of people, I think, on this boat. I can't remember. It wasn't like a charter boat. I think it was one that took people out. And it was off of Avila in central California, and they had fireworks that were going off. So I actually saw the backside, if you will, like I wasn't somewhere in front of the fireworks. I saw the backside of the fireworks, and it was very, very cool. I think the best place is when you can be elevated and you just have a view of it wherever it is. Sometimes you get lucky. You just live someplace where you can see them. You know, where you can see enough of them. I worked at a radio station once where we could get onto the roof, and we scurried to get onto the roof because, of course, we were working on 4th of July earlier in the day. And it was downtown Dallas. And we could see, that was also a cool look, we could see all the suburban fireworks shows that were going off, too, because you would just look out and you would see a cloud of fireworks in the distance to the left and then to the right. And then there were the fireworks that we were focused on, and then that was another interesting view of fireworks. And listen, if worse comes to worse, you can always sit on the couch and turn on the tube, and there's all kinds of huge fireworks shows that go on the 4th of July, a very, very, I think, big day to remember when it all happened. If we go back in history, is when our country was founded and why fireworks and what that symbolized. Speaking of symbols, there's a lot to talk about, and most of it, of course, heavy, like the sentencing of R. Kelly, the popular R&B singer. He was popular. But I want to mention this story since I opened up with fireworks. The last Medal of Honor recipient from World War II, dead at the age of 98, a life well-lived. He was 18 years old at the height of that war, Herschel Woody Williams. And he tried to join, the story goes, he tried to join the Marine Corps, but a recruiter told this dairy farmer, because he was a dairy farmer, go home, you're too short, because he was 5'6". Then the height requirements changed. So he joined the Marines. He went on to earn a Congressional Medal of Honor after single-handedly taking out a series of Japanese positions in one of the worst battles on Iwo Jima, and he died on Wednesday at 98, again, the last surviving Medal of Honor recipient from World War II at a hospital in his home state of West Virginia. I love his story, and And certainly he's somebody that you may have seen when he was being honored in the past, etc. I mean, even the U.S. Navy christened the USS Herschel Woody Williams. It's an expeditionary mobile base, and you think about what you know about Iwo Jima and 7,000 Marines dying in that battle in 1945, and he crawled through so many of his dead comrades and to find his company and just bomb craters for cover and that the whole thing. And wow, and what is really interesting about his story is after the war, he worked for what we now call the Department of Veteran Affairs for 30 years and then established a foundation. He also had a horse farm in West Virginia. So RIP American hero Woody Williams, a life well lived. The story that I think has us talking, all of us talking, I always say this show is about what's happening in your backyard and mine overall, is the 53 dead in San Antonio in that truck. They were being smuggled, and it's the worst ever, the whole human smuggling thing. And it points out still the problems, the huge problems at the border. And there were dozens and dozens found dead inside this tractor trailer that they were sweltering under this harsh Texas sun. The driver tried to slip away. He was trying to be one of the survivors. But the driver, along with two other men from Mexico, are in custody. That investigation is still happening, obviously. And what a tragedy. 53 people. It is our nation's deadliest smuggling episode on the U.S.-Mexico border. So the death toll went up a little bit because more people that were taken to the hospital died. And the bodies were discovered near an auto salvage yard at the edge of San Antonio. And the truck had been packed with 67 people, and the dead included 27 from Mexico, 14 from Honduras, 7 from Guatemala, 2 from El Salvador. They know that, but a lot of the identities are not known. And it's challenging because they were found without any kind of ID, any kind of document. And in one case, they even had a stolen ID. So you can just imagine how awful this is. The perilous risks that people take with the canals and the running across the deserts and now this. What a terrible, terrible thing. The truck went through a Border Patrol checkpoint northeast of Laredo on Interstate 35 on Monday. They know that. It was registered in Alamo, Texas, but had fake plates and logos, and that's all being uncovered as they try to pin down more specifics on what happened here. We just know it is exposing the problems of the human trafficking, the smuggling, the all the things, the drug trafficking. But this goes to those who wanted to come across. It's just a terrible, terrible, awful, awful thing. And then R. Kelly sentenced to 30 years in prison for what he did to female victims in sex trafficking, and he still has other cases that are pending in other states. But 30 years in prison after a New York sex trafficking conviction. This is a guy who is at a superstar level in the music industry, an R&B superstar, 30 years, 9 counts of sex trafficking and racketeering. That's what they found him guilty of in September. I think the jury did a good job, and so did the judge.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The facts as we know them to be true. We live in an era of fuzzy facts, don't we? Yes, we do. This is pretty interesting, though. I've been doing a little research on this, and my friends at The Hustle also backed this up. Have you noticed that in some cases it's really tough to find a public restroom, and you're chances of finding one in a lot of our cities has been kind of being reduced for the last couple of years. So Starbucks opened its restrooms to non-paying visitors in 2018, but they may be reverting back to a different policy. But there's been a long history of businesses using restrooms as a selling point. And I didn't realize this. And, for example, if we go back to saloon errors, that was one of the most reliable places for men, really, to relieve themselves in the 19th century. But you had to buy a pint. Department stores, and this still is big. You'll see restroom signs. I would be stunned not to see them in any big department store, whatever it is, Macy's or any of the others, the few JCPenney's that are still left open, or whatever department store. And they have usually clean restrooms, and that was a big selling point for women in the late 19th century because they realized, department stores did, that the women were shopping, that there were very few facilities for women. Then you have gas stations. And that can be debatable as to what those restrooms are like, but I'm just talking about public restrooms. So, yes, if you had to pull over, where were you going to go? Gas station, right? And you then look at what's the deal with restrooms. Well, in the 60s and 70s, public restrooms there was drug use in some cases. A lot of cities shut them off because of the access, because that's what was happening. People were using the public restrooms there. Then you also had a lot of people leaving cities for suburbs and more rural areas after World War II. So the focus shifted to highway rest stops. You know, the rest areas, you see those. And in Florida, because I've just recently traveling, I would say going through Mississippi, they had plenty of those. In Florida, which is just as big as Texas, it feels like it's crazy driving through the panhandle. They have plenty of them. Of course, in Texas, they were all lovely, nice, big, whatever, accessible, all of that. But, you know, when you got to go, you got to go. And it's harder in some cases to find that place. It, like, brings up the question now with fast food spots, because that would be another thing as pulling over and running in. Some of them, because of lack of having help, have closed down where they just do the window. You just the drive-through window, and they don't have them open anymore. So that's cut off the access there. And I thought about the restroom thing, too, because you've got all the people on the highways across the country from east to west and south and north and southeast and southwest over this 4th of July holiday. And it's just interesting as to how that all started. And when did it all start, right? And so there are still places where there are restrooms on main highways, and you're pretty lucky there, but it might be tricky otherwise. It's kind of a little history. The facts as I know them to be true. How's that, right? Also, kind of dipping into some other things that are happening that I found, you know, just fascinating. If you go back in history and you look at, I love the, in this day in history, what happened. It was just this past week, and you never know what's going to fly. I think in Hollywood, they can say what they want as they try to read the audiences. But in 2001, there was this little movie, a street racing movie, that's your hint, called The Fast and the Furious, and that's when it debuted. You know there are 10 films in that franchise, and they always do well. If they don't do as well as the first one, if you keep looking, you compare all the numbers, but they have done well, that's why they keep making them. Definitely in streaming, they're incredibly popular. But the film in 2001, I remember seeing the trailer for it and thinking, I wonder if this will find an audience. You had Paul Walker, who's no longer alive, but you had him as an undercover cop who basically infiltrated the illegal late night racing scene in L.A. to catch a gang suspected of hijacking big rigs to get the parts to outfit the souped-up cars. And it really, really, really captured the imagination of a lot of people and was a huge, 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 let me say it again, huge hit. And subsequently, a lot of people went on to become pretty well-known actors, I think part of it because of that franchise. And here it was, 2001, the very, very first one that came about. All right, other just the facts, as I know them to be true, there's something else that's going on music world. And I noticed this myself with some salsa music, etc.
Music that you just heard there, maybe that's what happened. But as we move through the facts as we know them to be true, Latin music has exploded, and there is a Colombian singer known as the Prince of Reggae Town, Jay Blavin, who's one of them. He was the seventh most streamed artist in 2021, and there's also a Puerto Rican rapper, the most streamed artist on Spotify in 2021. For the second year in a row, Bad Bunny. So, yeah, I can see why the projections for Latin music finding a real niche, more than a niche, it just really exploded. I can see why Music Business Worldwide projects that it'll go to 1 billion. But what's so interesting is even in saying that, and with all this growth, et cetera, Latin music really only accounted for less than 6% of the U.S. music industry market share in 2021, which means there's certainly some room there. You got to think about what do you hear mainstream-wise. Country music, I think, couldn't be more popular. I think 70s rock or 80s rock or those specials are still, even for people in their 20s or 30s, are still very, very popular formats, listening to songs that you recognize, you know, whether it's the Rolling Stones or whoever it might be. And it's interesting to watch as our music taste might morph a little bit, especially if there's more ways to access different types of music. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Se te olvida que me...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Dozens of attacks on churches, pregnancy crisis centers, and pro-life groups around the nation have drawn an FBI investigation and questions from lawmakers about whether the Biden administration is doing enough to stop them. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa sent a letter to FBI Director Chris Wray this week calling for a briefing and urging Wray to ensure the attacks are being properly investigated. Pro-life groups say they fear the attacks will escalate. You wouldn't call it a free fall, but gas prices keep going down. AAA reports the national average price for regular is down to $4.86 a gallon, 2 cents lower in the past day, less than 2 weeks after the national average price pushed past $5 for the first time ever. The statewide average is now below $5 a gallon in 38 states. This is USA Radio News. The war in Ukraine seems to be inching closer to home. Reporter Lance Pry explains.
Because of Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, President Biden announced Wednesday the creation of a permanent headquarters for U.S. forces stationed in Poland, as well as new deployment of troops and weapons to Europe. The number of U.S. troops deployed in Europe soared to 100,000 in the wake of Russia's invasion in February, with 10,500 members stationed in Poland.
The parents of a teenager wounded during a mass shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan are suing the shop that sold the handgun used to kill four students and injure six other people. The federal complaint filed on behalf of Matthew and Mary Mueller accuses Acme Shooting Goods LLC of negligently or unlawfully supplying the gun through a straw sale. Authorities have said James Crumley bought the handgun used in the November 30th shooting as an early Christmas gift for his son Ethan. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What is going on at Yellowstone? That's on my mind, and that's part of Odds and Ends. I'm going to start here because I think it's wild. I mean, obviously, with animals, they're unpredictable, especially a bison. And people taking pictures and getting closer, I don't understand. But a Colorado man gored by a bison at Yellowstone, second attack, 34 years old. He and his family got too close at the park. And again, what are people thinking? And, you know, there was a shot of a bison chasing a guy. You know, this is the second time that this has happened. And so that's what happened. The bison charged the man and the family. They were walking on a boardwalk near the giant geyser at Old Faithful. They didn't leave the area, and the bison charged and gored him. So this is a guy from Colorado Springs. He was taken to Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center by ambulance with an injured arm. I mean, they're investigating it, and there's not a lot of details, but come on. I mean, you look at the video, you see these things that people are doing near bisons, and just, wow. I mean, of course, they tell you safety regulations, right? Don't approach the wildlife. They should stay at least 25 yards away from a huge animal like a bison and 100 yards from bears and wolves. So we had the sad story about the 25-year-old woman from Ohio that was gored because she was within 10 feet and she was tossed 10 feet in the air. She had puncture wound and several other injuries. It's so lucky these people haven't died. Bison are unpredictable. They can run three times. This is so significant. Like, do they look like a doo-doo-doo animal? No, they are huge. And when we catch them, I've been near a bison, not taking photographs, not doing things where I'm putting myself in danger. And they are animals that can run three times faster than humans, right?
People, use common sense. If you're going to a fabulous place like Yellowstone, get the wonderful pictures, but for goodness sake, don't agitate the animals or get too ridiculously close because you're invading their territory. I mean, right? That's the key thing. You're stepping on their neck of the woods. It's not your neck of the woods anymore. Crazy. I'll be curious to see what some of the fallout is of the R. Kelly sentence. I'm going to go back to one of the top stories because they, you know, there was a huge documentary about it. I watched it. It made me so sick I could barely stand to watch it to tell all of you that. But his accusers are saying they're grateful for his prison sentence. 30 years in prison is what R. Kelly got. And if you know anything about his story or you watched any of it, it was just insane, the sycophants around him, the people that just did not care what was going on and what was happening with him and various women. Prosecutors had asked the judge to sentence him to more than 25 years behind bars. His defense attorneys asked for 10 or fewer. So, you finally have a decision in this. And actually, the whole thing with R. Kelly is his conviction last year on federal racketeering and sex trafficking charges from his huge efforts over the years to use his fame to trap victims he sexually abused. And in deciding the sentence, because you're at the mercy of this district court and Dinelli, in handing out the sentence, Dinelli said she considered Kelly's own traumatic childhood, during which his attorney said he was repeatedly sexually abused by a family member and a landlord. And the judge said it may explain at least in part what led to your behavior, but it most certainly is not an excuse. Thank goodness, because there was a big concern that somehow he would get off lightly. And, that's a very, very big sentence. You know, you had people who testified during the trial, and some of that testimony was so sad, was so, so damn sad. No question about it. So he had this incredible voice, or has this incredible voice, incredible gift, and unfortunately, he also used it for evil in what happened. So now he pays the price for that. He'll be behind bars. Other odds and ends is this, and it's worth mentioning this because so many of you have told me since we have these oddball hours that you have problems with sleep. And I mean, half the commercials we see, they talk about sleep and sleep apnea. And, you know, if you want to talk about water cooler buzz, it's always about that. Oh, I'm exhausted. I worked a double. I did, you know, you all know this. So I was reading something that the American Heart Association says that added sleep, they add a sleep duration to their cardiovascular health checklist. They say it's part of life's essential eight. It's a questionnaire that measures eight key areas to determine a person's cardiovascular health. So the updated list was published Wednesday in Circulation AHA's peer-reviewed journal and replaced the association's Life Simple 7 questionnaire. That's what it was, and they used it since 2010. Some of you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. It's just a questionnaire trying to figure out your diet, your physical activity, all that kind of stuff, body mass. And sleep duration made the list because researchers looked at new scientific findings over the past decade. And hey, no surprise, they found sleep played an important role in heart health, that people who don't get enough sleep have a higher likelihood of things like obesity, hypertension, diabetes, and the recommended amount of sleep. We hear this all the time, right? Arianna Huffington wrote a huge book about it, how she didn't understand that there was this badge of honor, and she was one of the people who would say, oh, I worked, or I was at meetings, or I did whatever, and I slept for 4 hours, and that was what people would talk about. And then she fell and smashed her cheek, and it led to a whole thing about writing a book about the importance of sleep and how you're much more vibrant, etc., when you're rested. And I get that. Adults should get 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. You know, and this, you can read this anywhere, but if you go to California's Keck School of Medicine in Los Angeles, they would tell you that. I think 9 hours. I don't remember the last time I had 9 hours. Have any of you listening to me had 9 hours sleep recently? I mean, that would be like being a bear to me, hibernating. Naps, you know, chillaxing and falling asleep or something. But 9 hours of sleep? I think the last time I had 9 hours of sleep, I was completely exhausted. And the hubs made sure, keep everything quiet, the dog, Guinness, etc. And I think I was just so tired that it was just, I was like a bear. I just conked out. But that was, that was probably a year ago. I think, you know, there is something about the whole quality of the sleep too, but I believe it. You know, you don't get enough sleep, and we know, I mean, you know, sometimes you are stretched thin. And when you're stretched really thin and you're pounding the hours, especially all of us with our own businesses, and I feel you, I get it. You're traveling, or if you're not traveling, you're what I call piecemealing things together. And or like when we have a catastrophe, first responders a lot of times don't have enough sleep. Certainly during COVID, we know that healthcare peeps didn't get enough sleep. That's one of the problems with the airlines, not having enough flight crew and not having enough pilots, and the pilots are saying, well, you have to be rested. And it, of course, it's part of what's in the logbooks, etc. Because do you really want a sleep deprived pilot flying your plane? Oh, I had 2 hours of sleep the night before. Oh, I got three last night. No, thank you. So, yeah, so they're just throwing that in. Watch it. Pay attention to it. I agree with it. We move from your heart to another change in the name because of it being dubbed insensitive. And this is a place that I used to ski. I did not ski well, but I did ski it when I was more daring. You know, when you're young and you think you can do anything, I was an okay skier, but in Vermont, a lot of times it was so icy, you were skiing on ice, and I'd be much better on the regular white stuff, the powder, so to speak. So there's a Vermont ski resort, and it was known as Suicide Six because of the runs, the six runs. And so now they put a post on the website that they're going, because of mental health awareness and growing concerns and sensitive nature of historical name, that they're going to change the name. They don't want to use the name Suicide anymore. The ski and snowboard resort, and I've been there, is in the Vermont town of Pumfret. It's about 50 miles south of the state capital, and it's It was dubbed Suicide Six in 1981. It used to be called Hill Six. So that's getting renamed. I don't know. I think that, why not? Yeah, sure. And if they want to do that, and that's, that's a good thing. It is, I get the reference to the name. Why? Because it's just so crazy. It's probably why when I skied it, I was already on edge. Great. Because I just remember flying down the first run I went down. I mean, it's just absolutely crazed trying to sort of scissor stop, and it wasn't working, right? But somehow I survived to tell the tale. So good on them that they've decided that they're going to rename it. I agree. If that's what they want to do, good for them, because it's an iconic treasure. And there's a lot of different names that they could call it. All right, stay with us as we wrap up the show.
Hey,
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Marvin Blake joins us. His book is called Precious in His Sight. We had a great off-air conversation, so it's wonderful to get him on the air. Marvin, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Kate. Great to talk to you.
Let's talk about the book and what led you to writing the book. What made you decide you were going to pull it together, the novel?
Well, I wrote the book because I started writing about the history of the United States during the mid-1800s. I wrote two previous novels, and those novels were historical fiction, and they covered the antebellum period about 20 years before the Civil War, up through the Civil War. Then I wrote a sequel to that, and that went up to the period of Reconstruction, 1867 or so, and the start of Reconstruction. And Precious is the third book in what I call my trilogy, and it picks up where the other novels left off, carrying some of the characters from each of the previous novels. And what I wanted to do in Precious was to speak to something that I really haven't found to be addressed by many other historical fiction, at least, writers, and that's the period after the Civil War when the United States government was actively attempting to deal with two very serious problems which they were facing at the time, and that was the freed slaves, 4 million people who were kept illiterate for all of their lives, and they needed to be assimilated into the American culture. In other words, they had to learn to not only read and write, but they had to learn how to handle money, how to go into contracts, how to be a citizen. So that was a very, from a government point of view, was a daunting task. And something that has been almost completely ignored, and if I'm overstating this, I apologize for this, but as far as my research was concerned, the Plains Indians, not only was the Civil War, the war between the Confederacy and the Union, resolved, but also a war that was resolved in the same time period was the Indian Wars, basically the wars which involved the United States Army and the Plains Indians. And with the Southern Plains Indians, led by the Comanche, the Apache, Arapahoes, being taken from their homeland and placed on Indian reservations, the U.S. government policies that were instituted to help assimilate that population and what it did to their culture and what it did in terms of broadening the concept of United States citizenship. By the way, Native Americans, let's use that term, were actually not given total citizenship until early in the 20th century. But nonetheless, the efforts that were put in place, I found in my research that they sort of coalesced, and I'm referring to the efforts to assimilate the Plains Indians as well as the freed slaves, were very similar in terms of how they came together, not only as unique government policies. The government policy for the assimilation of the Plains Indians was called the Grant Peace Policy, after President Ulysses S. Grant. And the assimilation of the freed slaves was government policy, which was launched during the latter part of the Civil War as more and more escaped slaves came into the Union lines. They were regarded as contraband, and they actually set up little towns associated with Union Army camps. And literacy is the key to the whole thing. So that's what I wanted to bring together and to show how the Plains Indians, how the free slaves were affected in this period of time, which goes up to 1887. So that's a quick snapshot.
And, you know, a great snapshot, because you're talking about up to 1887 and 1864 and what great research you did. Tell us a little bit about the characters, because this is a novel, so you told it that way to pull us in. You have a great character who lends a hand and gets fired, Eleanor Leary, who is a young Irish immigrant educator. And then you have even a Rebecca Billing, who's one of the two white children that she taught before the war. And then you've got a myriad of other really intriguing characters in the book. Was it fun to write the characters?
Yes, it was. I'm glad you brought that up, because when I wrote the first book, Why, I actually had no intention of writing three books in the same vein, so to speak. But the characters in Why, many of the characters in Why, well, I won't say many, I say some of the characters in Why, filtered off into the next book, which was, the title of the next book is E Pluribus Unum, which is Latin, which translates to from many one, which is actually the United States motto. You'll see that on the flag behind the president or high government officials when they come on TV. But in any event, the main characters in the first book, Why, were these two sisters who were born 3 days apart on a slave plantation. One was white and one was black. The white girl, of course, was the daughter, the legitimate daughter of the owner of the plantation, the massa, so to speak. I have that. I'm doing air quotes when I say massa. And the black girl was also fathered by father of the black girl was one of his slaves. But these two girls grew up together, and they are the key characters in why. Now, in the next book, E Pluribus Unum, many of the characters from Y, again, I'll modify that. I'll say some of the characters from Y carried over into E Pluribus Unum. And the characters in E Pluribus Unum, by the way, the main character in E Pluribus Unum was a very minor character in Y. But I picked up from there, and there were other characters that carried over. Because, quite frankly, Kate, I really was convinced or persuaded, is a better word than convinced, persuaded to write the sequel to Y, E Pluribus Unum, when I went to book signings and I went to book clubs to talk about and to promote Y. And invariably, people would ask me, what happened to this character? What happened to Rebecca? What happened to Mandy? Et cetera. So, you know, so that was the impetus to get me to write the sequel to Y. And as I said, the main characters, as you stated, Rebecca, and I don't think you mentioned Mandy, but Rebecca and Mandy appeared in E Pluribus Unum, but they were not the main characters. Same thing happened as far as Precious is concerned, the book we're discussing now. I got the same sort of feedback about questions about what happened to this character or that character. And that, along with my now determination to really look into what happened in the years that were least publicized, as far as I could see, or, well, not publicized, written in either the historical factual or in the historical fiction, which is my genre, I decided to write the end of the trilogy, and the main character, which you did mention, and as you were mentioning why, the main character in Precious is a person who was in Y, did not appear at all except in memories in E Pluribus Unum, but is the main character in Precious, and that's Eleanor Leary, the school teacher.
Yeah, wow. We don't want to tell everyone everything about the book, but it's so interesting, absolutely. And you can get Precious in his Sight and all the books, Marvin Blake's books, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Marvin, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about my babies. And again, I will say in closing, I'm going to quote my wife, who unfortunately passed. But she would say, after I wrote Why, when we would go out to dinner or with our friends, and they would ask about the book, Linda wouldn't look at them. She said, please don't start talking about that book. You'll just keep talking and talking. So,
I love it.
In any event, that's what I was trying to do. And I hope that the readers of the books, they'll get what I've really been trying to do with this whole series. I've been actually trying to educate from the point of view from people who really didn't have much of a voice.
Right, okay? Right. And you gave them the voice. You gave them the voice. Hey, Marvin, we got to go because we're going to run out of airtime. But thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.